知行英语。Listen and share.
An awful thing. I don't know the specifics. No one else went with him. All he did was print out what we were supposed to say.It was mostly just weird word combinations and a few smiling phrases I can't remember. This was almost a year ago. I do remember feeling pretty silly going through with it. This I remember clearly though. The same friend who got the paper all of a sudden asked for it to give us a sign. Of all the stupid things to do, well, I was very upset with him. But he defended himself,by saying that's what the site told him to do. As it turns out, he said not to ask for a sign or anything else like that. It even put it in all caps and bolded too. Well, after that he was pretty embarrassed, but nothing happened for about a half hour. So we just gave up ghosts for the night. Our attention spans couldn't handle nothing happening for that long.Later, we got back on the Xbox and started playing. I think it was hollow when we heard my friend's parents get home. It was about 9 p.m., about an hour early. So we decided to go into the garage and jump out when they got out of the car. Well, he waited about 10 minutes, just sitting there before he decided to look out a window, and no one was there. While he was looking,He heard about 2 inches from his ear, someone smacking their lips like they had dry mouth and were preparing to speak. When he spun around, there was no one there, which is about when he came walking back to the basement at a very brisk pace.
我不知道具体细节，他是一个人去的，他只是把我们需要说的话都打印了出来，不过是些诡异的字眼的组合以及一些召唤用语，具体内容我也不记得了。这件事情发生在大约一年前，我只记得当时看那张纸时觉得真是傻极了。我还清楚地记得那个去打印那张纸的朋友突然说让通灵板给他一个暗示，真是奇傻无比，我被他弄得心烦意乱的，但他辩解说网站上就是这么说的。后来事实证明，网站上写的是千万不能向通灵板要什么暗示之类的东西，这警告还是用大写字母，用黑体字特意标出来的。然后他尴尬极了，半个小时过去了还是什么都没有发生，于是我们便放弃了在那晚见到鬼魂的念头。我们的注意力可没办法忍受那么长时间的无事发生，我们就又玩起了 X 盒子。大约9点的时候，我们听到一个朋友的父母回来了，比预期的时间早了1个小时，于是他藏在车库里，打算等他们下车的时候跳出来吓吓他们。他在车库里坐了大约10分钟，还没等到父母，便探头向窗外望去，但外边根本没有什么人。忽然他听到在耳边大概2英寸的地方有人在巴结着嘴，像是说话前要润润嘴巴似的。他猛地转过身，却没有看到什么人。他吓得赶紧以最快的速度跑回了地下室。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Specific, S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C, 细节。Be supposed to do something,
应该做某事。
例如 ,We are supposed to read some newspapers every day.
我们应该每天读点报纸。
Pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y,
这里是副词。 是很、十分的意思，相当于 very。 Pretty 做形容词时表示漂亮的、可爱的这样的意思。
Go through with something，
完成，把什么事情进行到底。
Although this is a really tough task, I have to go through with it anyway。
尽管这项任务很艰难，但是不管怎样，我一定得完成它。
Though
这里是但是的意思，相当于 but。 但是与 but 不同的是，
though 表示此意时必须放在一句话的最后，
例如 It has been many years, I still remember it quite clearly though。 已经过去很多年了，但是我仍然记得很清楚。
All of a sudden
等于 suddenly， 突然，例如 Suddenly I realized that I haven't been home for 3 years， 或者 All of a sudden I realized that I haven't been home for 3 years， 突然间我意识到我已经3年没有回过家了。
Sign, S-I-G-N，
这里指暗示。Sign 还有记号、标志的意思。
Be upset with somebody，
对某人感到生气或者厌烦。
Defend oneself by doing something，
通过做某事来为自己辩护。
The site，
在这里是指 website， W-E-B。S-I-T-E 指网页。
It turns out that
表示结果是什么什么。
Give up
固定短语，指放弃。
Span S-P-A-N
范围、跨度。
Attention span
注意力跨度。
Lifespan
生命跨度。
Handle
H-A-N-D-L-E 处理。
Prepare to do something，
准备做某事。
Spin around，
转过身。
Spun，
S-P-U-N 是 spin 的过去式，意思是旋转。
At a very brisk pace，
以飞快的步伐。
Brisk，
B-R-I-S-K， 轻快的、快的。
Pace，
P-A-C-E， 指步子。
At a slow pace，
也就是以缓慢的步伐。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
I don't know the specifics. No one else went with him. All he did was print out what we were supposed to say. It was mostly just weird word combinations and a few smiling phrases I can't remember.This was almost a year ago. I do remember feeling pretty silly going through with it. This I remember clearly though. The same friend who got the paper all of a sudden asked for it to give us a sign. Of all the stupid things to do, well, I was very upset with him. But he defended himself by saying that's what the sign told him to do. As it turns out,He said not to ask for a sign or anything else like that. It even put it in all caps and bolded too. Well, after that he was pretty embarrassed, but nothing happened for about a half hour. So we just gave up ghosts for the night. Our attention spans couldn't handle nothing happening for that long. Later we got back on the Xbox and started playing. I think it was Hollow,When we heard my friend's parents get home, it was about 9 p.m., about an hour early. So we decided to go into the garage and jump out when they got out of the car. Well, he waited about 10 minutes, just sitting there before he decided to look out a window, and no one was there. While he was looking, he heard about 2 inches from his ear someone smacking their lips like they had dry mouth.And were preparing to speak. When he spun around, there was no one there, which is about when he came walking back to the basement at a very brisk pace.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。